Some friends of ours struggled with a wide variety of health issues over several years. And a while back, a trusted friend told them about a juice taken from a rare fruit that seemed to have measurably improved their health and the health of several people that they love. Well, our friends invested in that juice, and they liked the early results. I can just imagine what would have happened, though, if some telemarketer had called them cold and tried to sell this product to them. Hey, have I got some juice for you? Click. See, I know these people. They never would have bought it from some professional salesman. But you know what? It helped when someone like them, someone they knew and trusted, was the one who told them about it. They wanted what she believed in. They wanted what was changing her. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why you're his best messenger. You are divinely positioned. Yeah, because someone will believe you about Jesus that would never believe anyone else. You know, most of us are like my friends that I described. We're not going to buy from Mr. Slick Salesman. We'll buy from someone who's like us. Even when it comes to the most important choice we'll ever make in our life, our relationship with the God we will stand before when we die. Many of us found at the cross of Jesus Christ the greatest love in the universe. And in his empty grave, we found the greatest power in the universe, the power of the only man who ever walked out of his grave under his own power. But every day we're with folks who've never experienced his love or his power, and who will never experience his heaven if they don't meet him for themselves. But whose responsibility is it to tell them? Well, many of us would like to leave it to someone who can do it better, you know, like my pastor or that evangelist. He's really good. He's better at this. The problem is that in our world today, those folks are perceived as professional God salesmen, which most lost folks aren't interested in listening to. But then God's strategy never has been to leave spiritual rescuing just to his professional lifeguards. He works through the everyday believer, his satisfied customers. Take our word for today from the Word of God, for example, in John 4:39. Jesus wants to reach the Samaritans in a nearby village, but he's Jewish and they don't like Jews. He doesn't go into that village and have rallies there. He reaches one Samaritan woman and sends her back to her village to tell about him. The Bible says many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the woman's testimony. They listened to someone like them, and so will the people around you. Over the past 30-plus summers, I've been eyewitness to a modern miracle. I think in 400 years of missionary effort, only about 4% of Native Americans know Jesus Christ. And yet, over the years, I've seen thousands of Native young people give their lives to Christ because on or on Eagles Wings teams, they're the ones telling about Jesus, and they're people just like them. Young Native Americans who've lived the drinking and the drugs and the gang life and the violence and the despair and the suicide, but now they have found hope in the Creator's Son, Jesus Christ, and they're going to reservation after reservation, introducing people just like them to Jesus Christ. It could be one of the greatest harvests in 400 years among Native people. Why? Because the messenger is someone like them. That's why I believe there's been a breakthrough. Do you see yourself at all in this life-saving picture? Who are the people around you going to listen to about your Jesus? Someone from their tribe, their vocation, their avocation, their generation, their location, their association, and showing them in that world, their world, the Jesus difference. Is there someone who could say it better? Maybe. Would they listen to that person? Probably not. They'll listen to you. Jesus is sending you to your people to tell them about him. And humanly speaking, you are their best chance.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.